Make them hear you. Make them hear you.
This is Make Them Hear You, a regular spot on KGNU, letting you know how you can have your voice heard on issues up before Congress. Here's last week's tweet heard round the world. Terrible! Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. Now, the leader of the birther movement against Obama is our president, and he wants an investigation of his baseless claim. Now, if he were wiretapped after the government got a warrant, then he may be guilty of pre-election collusion with Russia. The House Intelligence Committee wants Trump's Justice Department to produce evidence for this unsubstantiated claim by March 20th, and the panel might use its subpoena power to gather information. John McCain has said, "I think the president has one of two choices, either retract or to provide the information that the American people deserve." James Comey has urged the Justice Department to dispute Trump's claim. James Clapper, Obama's Director of National Intelligence, says nothing matching Trump's claims had taken place. But Kellyanne Conway claims that WikiLeaks has uncovered microwaves that turn into cameras. Republican Representative Devin Nunes said, "I have not seen evidence." His committee plans public hearings as part of a much more serious Russia probe, beginning with one on March 20th, at which FBI Director James Comey and Admiral Mike Rogers of the National Security Agency are invited. They may even bring in Christopher Steele, whose salacious reports on Trump and Russia caused a scandal. Trump has praised Vladimir Putin and even invited the Russians to release any hacked emails they had against Hillary Clinton. Most recently, Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone admits having talked to Guccifer, who was directly involved in hacking the DNC emails for Russia. Politico published Trump's Russian ties in 7 charts, which shows a vast network of connections. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa of California said, "We need an independent investigation." Quote, "You can't have somebody, a friend of mine, Jeff Sessions, who is on the campaign and who is an appointee. You're going to need to use the special prosecutor's statute and office." House Oversight Chairman Jason Chaffetz has called for the Attorney General to recuse himself from the Russian investigation into Russia's alleged attempts to meddle in the presidential election. If you're concerned about the ever-growing Trump-Putin scandal, you can contact Senator Cory Gardner and ask where he stands on Senate Bill 27, which calls for an independent commission to investigate Russian influence on our election and democracy. I'm Chris Moore, and this is Make Them Hear You, where we offer a simple action you can take with Congress each week. If you care about getting the information you need, take another simple action by pledging your support to KGNU now at 303-449-4885 and make us hear you.